Just ask Julia. She's your straight-talking, big-hearted bestie. From breakups to work drama, whatever it is, just ask Juliet.
When I committed to being a bridesmaid, I had no idea how expensive it would be. So how do I tell the bride I cannot finance all these expenses? You know, she expected to pay for the dress and the shoes, but she didn't anticipate 3 bridal showers, a hen party in Las Vegas, professional hair and makeup, and then the sudden shift from an in-town wedding to a Mexican destination wedding. You know how uncomfortable that feeling of being financially pinched is, and she's just been sucking it up because she doesn't want to dampen her friend's enthusiasm for her big day. But now she's starting to feel resentful about going into debt. And I think what you got to do is just come clean here. Say, hey, I am so excited for this time in your life, but I cannot afford all this. I can't afford the Vegas girls trip, but I have booked everything for Mexico and I'll just do my own hair and makeup. A real friend is going to understand, and she's not going to want her celebration to cause you any pain. There is so much being asked of bridal parties. I really think the smart play is when you're asked to be a bridesmaid to say, wow, I am so honored and I would love to do it. Can you let me know everything that it's going to entail financially so that I can just check my budget and make sure it's within my means? I mean, the wedding is being guided by a budget. So any bride should be able to relate to sticking to your budget. And presumably she's been a bridesmaid before. And so she understands all the complexities of the financial decisions that go into that. Multiple parties before the wedding, including, you know, all the showers and engagement celebrations, add up, because it's not just the gifts, it's a new outfit for each occasion where you're going to see the same people. And then a destination hen party, that's a lot of money out the door in just one weekend. And this bride wanted all her ladies to spring for matching outfits for the hen party in Vegas as well. I mean, all that stuff, that's easily $2,500, $3,000 out of your wallet, and you haven't even gotten to the wedding yet. And I firmly believe any true friend is not going to want their most special celebration to cause you any kind of distress. So being that open and honest up front is only going to pay dividends later if some other unexpected expenses should arise, because she's already prepared for the fact that you're not going into debt for her wedding. You are sticking to your budget and feeling good about it. I'm Juliet, and I thank you so much for listening. And if you've got a question for me or a dilemma that you're trying to sort out, I would love to hear from you. You can send me a note to justaskjuliet@magic.com. That's M-A-J-I-C. And feel free to ask your question in email form, or if you prefer that we get on the phone and talk it out, we can arrange to do that too.